During a December storm, wind gusts reached 70 miles an hour in central Vermont, and about half the customers of the Washington Electric Co-op lost power. The small utility struggled to get information out to homeowners, and for the first time ever, the state had to step in to call customers to update them. Now, state regulators say they want to do more to coordinate storm responses, as climate change is expected to increase the number of heavy, wet snowstorms in Vermont. Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Hi, I'm Mike Burke, Green Mountain Power. I lead what I call central operations statewide for Green Mountain. I've been in this role since...
Mike Burke spent a lot of time in southern Vermont last month talking with people who lost power during a recent snowstorm. And at this meeting in Wardsboro, Burke told a crowd of about 20 people that the heavy, wet snow that caused havoc on the GMP grid was probably not a one-time occurrence.
We actually only had one storm like this last year, and we've actually had four since December 16th. We expect that the warmer air is going to continue to travel north, and we'll have more and more of this type of weather statewide.
More than 4 feet of heavy, wet snow fell in some areas of Windham County, and Burke said it was one of the top 10 most damaging storms GMP has ever seen. At the meeting in Wardsboro, the folks from GMP talked a lot about how the utility is trying to strengthen the grid by burying lines and putting up stronger cables that can hold up a tree that falls on it. But they were also asked about how they expect to improve communications. Anita Raphael, who said she couldn't even open the door of her house in downtown Wardsboro for a few days, told GMP that all of the up-to-the-minute information that was put out on the website was useless to her.
As you know, when the power goes down here, most of us lose our internet as well, and we don't have actual cell service in most of these places. So when you call in, it says, yeah, just go on the web, and I can do this and do that. And I'm like, yeah, there is no web. There is no internet.
Tiana Smith works for GMP, and she heads up the communication network during storms, reaching out with select boards, town officials, and state emergency managers. Smith said the storm that knocked out Raphael's power was so bad, it took 2 days just to clear the roads of trees and downed wires. And as a warming climate changes the storms here in Vermont, Smith says the electric utilities have to figure out how to change their information systems too.
These storms are different and lasting longer, and so some of the messaging we did in the past that you might have heard on the phone doesn't quite fit for a storm like this, where we're spending just the first 2 days making things safe.
Jim Porter is with the Department of Public Service. He said the department has asked state regulators to investigate how to improve communications with customers during a power outage.
One of the big issues deals with communications with the customers. And I think, you know, as we move more and more toward having more electrification, you know, for our heating and for our charging our cars, it's the reliability and the communication piece just become, I think, increasingly more important.
The Public Utility Commission will hold hearings this summer on the issue. They were scheduled after the state had to step in to help Washington Electric Co-op following a storm around Christmas. During that storm, Washington Electric lost a major piece of equipment that helps organize restoration work, and its customers were getting inaccurate updates. So the Department of Public Service worked with another electric utility, Vermont Electric Co-op, to call customers on their cell phones and landlines. It was a move that's never happened before. To find out just how difficult it's going to be to serve rural Vermont in the face of increasing storms caused by climate change, I went for a ride with Lewis Porter, who is general manager of Washington Electric Co-op.
So we're driving right now along a section of the power line in Washington Electric Co-op's power line that was very problematic during the Christmas storm. This is the Barnes Road, Bliss Road area of East Montpelier. And we had, four broken poles just on this section of line during the Christmas storm.
The power lines for Washington Electric run along dirt roads and up steep hillsides. The utility serves 41 towns around the Montpelier area, and 40 poles broke under the weight of heavy snow and falling trees following the Christmas storm. And Porter says as climate change brings more heavy, wet storms, there is very little they can do to prevent trees from taking out poles and wires.
People do need to recognize that as much as we might do to improve our operations and our system, the fact of the matter is, if you live in a rural part of a utility service, whether it's us or Green Mountain Power or Vermont Electric Co-op or anywhere else that's rural, you are going to have outages at some point, and some of them are going to take a long time to fix.
Porter admits that Washington Electric was especially challenged by the Christmas storm. More than 500 customers were contacted directly, and that's never happened before in the utility's 84-year history.
We're right at the intersection of climate change mitigation and climate change adaptation, right? We are working hard to encourage people to use electricity rather than use fossil fuels to try to slow and mitigate the speed of climate change. At the same time, we are seeing the impacts of it on our system, you know, almost every day.
The Department of Public Service hopes that a better plan is in place before the storms bear down on Vermont again next winter. For Vermont Public, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.